This is a phase one commutation hearing for Kimberly Rouse. Ms. Rouse's ADC number is 273208. Card to the commutation application for Ms. Rouse. Ms. Ryan was serving a 7.5-year sentence for forgery. She is asking for a 1.5-year reduction. Her current CBD date is February 23rd of 2021. She receives it. She would be released on January 29th of 2020. She does not have any detainers or holds on her at this time. Prior to her commutation application, she states that on March 24th of 2013, she was released from prison after completing 11 months for a Class 4 felony misconduct involving weapons. After she had been released from prison, that she met a gentleman and she had got high. He helped her to get off drugs or find a place to lay. Have a place to stay. He took her off the street, and now short time after staying with him, he asked her to do him a favor and started to have her cash some checks from under different people's name, and she started to cash those checks for him. She said that she didn't gain anything by helping Timothy and wasn't promised anything in return. Said she was already on probation and was dealing with depression and numbing herself by staying high, that she fully regretted what she did. She said that she's asking for a reduction in her sentence because from an aggravated to a maximum, she takes full responsibility for her action. She said when she did her plea agreement, she had no other choice but to sign her plea agreement for 7.5 years. It was either to sign the plea agreement or go to trial and risk getting a minimum of 60 years. She said that that is what the judge told her while she was going through her trial. Said that the reason that her sentence was aggravated was because she had one prior conviction for a felony was possession of a forgery device. According to the Ames report. Ms. Ryle is 27 years old. She has only had three disciplines since she's been incarcerated. She had one discipline in October of 18, which is recent for fraud. That was a major. She had another major in 17 for theft and possession. And that was also a major that she received. So she received two major citations, one in 17 and one in 18. She's not been before this board before, according to her program record. She has taken a minimum amount of classes. The last class she took was a high school class for working on her GED, which was in January of 2018. According to the pre-sentence report, she was sentenced on count one. She was sentenced, presumptive was 4.5 years, the minimum sentence was 3 years, maximum sentence of 7 years, and the aggravated sentence would have been 5 years for that particular sentence. According to defense and according to a Scottsdale Police Department report, On October 11, 2014, she was arrested on separate offenses and provided false identification to the police officer. It wasn't until she was being processed and booked into jail that police discovered through her fingerprints that what her real name was and searched of her vehicle, which was she was riding in, had her two driver's license, several credit cards with her true name on it. Among the documents were identifying documents belonging to various persons in which she had used to forge the actual documents. She received the actual aggravated sentence when she went to jail, which was a 7.5 years that she actually received. But based on her previous history and based on the actual charges that she had and the agreement that was actually made, I don't believe that her sentence was excessive. She did have a criminal history, and her criminal history was extensive, that she actually had a criminal history for taking identity of another. Forgery, which she's also in there. She had other felony convictions, which was possession of a forgery device, which she was in prison for and had been released, misconduct involving weapons, along with some other charges that she had, as well as she also had a minor juvenile record that she had been charged with. So based on the information, although she did receive the aggravated sentence of 7.5 years, she did not receive it, and as the judge told her, according to her statement in the sentence, that if she didn't take the plea agreement for the 7.5 years, she could face a sentence of 60 years in prison for the crime that she did. So she did take the plea agreement. I do not think that the sentence was excessive. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Mr. Johnson, I would just note for the record that her behaviors continues because she was given a ticket in prison for in October of 2018, as you mentioned, and that was for cheating on an I-School exam. So her behavior of committing fraudulent behavior continues. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Neal.
Also, I'd like to know she has like four separate detainers from Maricopa County of probation that are currently active.
Okay, all those are noted. Thank you, Mr. Neal, Ms. Rittenhouse. Based on the information contained in the warrant, I'm going to make a motion that Ms. Rao not be passed on to a phase two hearing. That will be my motion.
I'll second.
Agreed. Motion by myself. Some agree, Ms. Rittenhouse. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Condonis and Mr. Neal. That will conclude the hearing at this time.